Well, hello and welcome to our readings in Mark's Gospel again. Today we're looking at Mark chapter 13, verses 1 to 8. And I'm a little bit frustrated. It's only the first verses and not the whole passage, but hey, here you go. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your goodness. Lord, thank you that in the midst of a broken world that we live in, with all the mess that's around us, you are at work. And you are doing good things, and one day you'll bring it all together again. Amen. Okay, let's read. Mark 13. As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones! What magnificent buildings!" "Do you see all these great buildings?" replied Jesus. "Not one stone here will be left on one another. Every one will be thrown down." And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they're all about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and he will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumours of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginnings of the birth pains." Okay, well, goodness, the world is in a mess. And this section here is the longest section in Mark. It's the longest sermon in Mark. And much cleverer people than me, of which there are many, disagree what it all means. One thing you've got to note, though, in the Bible, there's a thing called prophetic telescoping. So when people in the Bible prophesy, it's like looking at a mountain range. When you see a mountain range, you see mountains next to each other, look very close to each other. But when you fly above them, you see that they are far apart in distance. We see it a lot in Old Testament prophecy of Jesus, where the first coming and second coming are prophesied together. And, you know, we have to look back with the light of the light of the revelation in New Testament to see that the two events, one's first coming, one's second coming. And so in this passage here, you know, Jesus, I mean, get your head around this as well. You know, God is one, the Trinity is one, Father, Son and the Holy Spirit, but Jesus doesn't know the time when the end will come. Only the Father knows. I can't get my head around that, but God is bigger than me. And so Jesus is prophesying in this passage in around kind of, you know, AD 30, AD 33, something like that. He's prophesying of events that are going to happen. Some of them will happen in AD 70 when the temple is trashed, and some of them will happen at the end of time, which we haven't got to yet. It's prophetic telescoping. Jesus doesn't know the date, and so he doesn't know, and he is in this prophecy mixing events that will happen 40 years after his death with events that still haven't happened yet. Oh my goodness, that just messes with your head, doesn't it? So the first thing is that somebody says, "What massive stones?" Well, Josephus records that this was the temple that was being built, Herod's temple. It's being rebuilt after being trashed. It's what been prophesied in the Old Testament about the temple being rebuilt, arguably. But many people might disagree with me on that one, but hey. But Josephus writes, the temple was built of stones that were white and strong, and each of their length was roughly 40 feet. Their height was roughly 12 feet, and their breadth was about 18 feet. That's me translating cubits into feet. Massive, you know, 40 feet by 12 feet by 18 feet. These stones are massive. They must have been impressed. And so this unnamed disciple goes, "Wow, massive stones." And Jesus says, "It's all going to get trashed. It's all going to get blown down." What a bombshell. And so some of what he's prophesying is going to happen in AD 70, and it did happen in AD 70. The temple was trashed because actually there's no need for a temple anymore. Jesus was the temple. We are the temple. We do not need a temple to get back to the Father. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. So the temple is no longer any need for it. And because they rejected Jesus, temple's gone. Okay? Woo! But some of what's going to happen is applying to the end of time. So rumours of wars, earthquakes, nations against nations, earthquakes, famines. I mean, every one of them, you know, has been this year, isn't it? Goodness. And every other year, rumours of wars, nations, earthquakes, famines, just terrible things happening. And so part of this passage is jumping right forward to the very end. Now, it talks also about false teachers coming. Well, of course, they came just before the temple was trashed. Josephus, again, in Jewish Wars, talks about false prophets coming just before it was all trampled down. So we see that the world is in a mess. You know, there's false teachers, there's wars, there's nations coming against nations, there's earthquakes, there's famines, there's birth pains, there's horrible things. And jumping into Casey's thing tomorrow, Jesus says, don't be alarmed, don't be anxious, but be on your guard, endure to the end, and speak with the Holy Spirit. So we know the world is a mess. We know that things, bad things are happening, and bad things will continue to happen until Jesus returns. But we don't need to be anxious or alarmed about it, because God is with us, and we walk with the Lord even in the midst of the darkest of times. And one day he will come, and he will restore, and he will renew it all. Praise God. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Jesus, for this amazing but troubling passage. Lord, we thank you there's no need for a temple anymore, ever again, because of you, Jesus. You are our temple, and we have become temples of the Holy Spirit. We can bring people to Christ. Lord, in the midst of all the brokenness around us and in the messy world that we're in, help us to bring people to Christ and grow people mature in him. In Jesus' name, amen.